Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Green Glass House by Kate Milford, narrated by Chris Henry Coffey.
Chapter 1 The Smuggler's Inn. There's a right way to do things and a wrong way if you're going to run a hotel in a smuggler's town. You shouldn't make it a habit to ask too many questions, for one thing. And you probably shouldn't be in it for the money. Smugglers are always going to be flush with cash as soon as they find a buyer for the 8 cartons of fountain pen cartridges that write in illegal shades of green. But they never have money today. You should, if you're going to run a smuggler's hotel, get a big account book and assume that whatever you write in it, the reality is you're going to get paid in fountain pen cartridges. If you're lucky. You could just as easily get paid with something even more useless. Milo Pine did not run a smuggler's hotel, but his parents did. It was an inn, actually, a huge ramshackle manor house that looked as if it had been cobbled together from discarded pieces of a dozen mismatched mansions collected from a dozen different cities. It was called Greenglass House, and it sat on the side of a hill overlooking an inlet of harbors, a little district built half on the shore and half on the piers that jutted out into the river Skid Rack like the teeth of a comb. It was a long climb up to the inn from the waterfront by foot, or an only slightly shorter trip by the cable railway that led from the inn's private dock up the steep slope of Wilforber Hill. And of course the inn wasn't only for smugglers, but that was who turned up most often, so that was how Milo thought of it. Milo had lived at Greenglass House ever since he had been adopted by Nora and Ben Pine when he was a baby. It had always been home. And he was used to the bizarre folks who passed through the inn, some of them coming back every season like extended family who showed up to pinch your cheeks at holidays and then disappeared again. After 12 years, he was even getting pretty good at predicting who was going to show up when. Smugglers were like bugs or vegetables. They had their seasons, which was why it was so weird when the huge old bell on the porch, the one that was connected to the winch that drove the cable that in turn hauled the car up its tracks, started ringing. The old iron bell's tone changed with the seasons too, and with the time of day. This evening, the first of winter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?